You're listening to As You As Er Ain't. I'm your host, Marian Hawkins, and this is episode number one. Let's get to it with today's topic, Use a Bish. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example,
while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet.
So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Kendrick didn't invent Bish as a slang term, but his song Money Tress sparked life on social media. Soon my Twitter timeline was teeming with tweets about how Bish could be used in a variety of ways, from accentuating a statement to insulting someone directly. I got the impression that this amounted to promoting the popular use of the word sluts. The enlightened Kendrick has to be like his brave followers deal with scary old girls like this scary older girl, where the story comes back to life as at the end of the song, in the middle of the journey, on the way home from work. Kendrick sits in his car as the afternoon sun falls on his AC, and he says he drives with her, implying they are inseparable and doing everything together. I dreamed of driving a car and wasting my time, which is why I make gunshot noises. Here Kendrick says how he doesn't normally drink alcohol, but here he says he also had a few bites because he used to smoke, and he wants a good snack, nothing healthy. He and his friends are also expected to do what their friends do, but committing crimes and doing violent things is something he keeps away from. When you are with your friends, you will find that you jump on people and beat them up. Then he reflects on his mother, who told him not to get involved in the street, and even though he is now an older teenager, the word still reaches him. He reminds himself that if he continues on this path, he will suffer the consequences and burn himself quickly. The irony of the situation is that Kendrick would never normally get involved in getting blunt blows in the mouth, but on the hook he and his friends are up here and drunk and looking for trouble, so Kendrick must have rolled. They go to a liquor store, which is extremely dangerous in this state of mind, to get more alcohol, to get wasted and get away with it. Unfortunately, I suspect that someone at Urban Outfitters HQ has already jumped on the trend and decided to add the Ninja Ya Bish line to their tees. In Kendrick's case, Interscope's millions helped him go from a child from the war zone of Compton who wrote nuanced songs to a hip-hop star in the midst of a major cultural crisis. This terrible immunity gives rappers who present themselves as vaguely aware of some social issues. In a way, Kendrick has shirked the responsibility of instigating the Ya Bish trend. Back then, he and his friends played basketball at Gonzalez Park in Compton, and now they drive around looking for something to do. The song ends with a skit depicting how they are made for a robbery, and Kendrick notes how you have to be lucky today, otherwise you could be arrested and probably shot. You know what's good, Kendrick says, when you have a gun and a supply of drugs, you know you're good. I suspect he'll drop Kendrick off in his van so he can go home to his girlfriend Shireen and then return. I think he was far too busy taking blunt blows in the past and now to learn that they were peppered with dizziness and cocaine, let him go and got in even more trouble. The song is about Kendrick Lamar's ability to transform words and turn them into a way for him to showcase his talents with a pen. It refers to how he shaped himself in the past and how he uses these words to shape his future. When Kendrick is with his friends, he finds himself bouncing guys in different colors, which is ironic when he thinks of his father's gang relationships in Chicago. When you touch me again, Kendrick notes that girls seem to love him, but he's not usually a violent person. He sees a man in blue is a Crip color, who is going to talk to a girl, and he notes that he loves her. In the next hook of the song, Kendrick reflects on what he did with the dull tone that gave him the high, but he feels no remorse or guilt for simply doing it. If anything feels like it, it's drowned out by a dash of Hennessy, and if it feels like that, I'm sorry. There is no fear that the bad karma of his actions will eventually afflict him, but he is not worried about that at all. The biggest thing to avoid is standing in the water, and the ground can stay wet for long periods of time, so keep up your wandering activities. If you prepare for the night and don't take anything away from anyone, you can always go back in the morning. This was Use a Bish, by As You As Er Ain't, and this was episode number one. My name is Marian Hawkins, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example,
while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet.
So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.